107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Rural Activity Center here in Falls City. It is time for the boys' game tonight between Falls City City Heart and the Southern High Raiders. The Raiders 7-7 on the year. The Irish come in here 8 wins and 6 losses on the season. Coming off a win last week with Pawnee City. And we'll see what they come up with here tonight in this Tuesday game. And then Thursday night, big game up at Johnson Brock against number 8 ranked in Class D1, Johnson Brock. So, fun week for the Irish coming up here. And the girls' game just completed about 20 minutes ago here tonight at the rack. It was Cigar winning 55-23 to pick up their 15th win of the year. Southern now 8-7 with that loss. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll give you the boys' starting lineups, and we'll return to the Rural Activity Center. You're listening to Irish and Southern Raiders basketball on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, broths, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the Southern Raiders for Coach Angelo Stabler. His starting five tonight will be 6'4" senior Evan Sadoff, 5'6" junior Tyson Singleton. Those are the only two we have with heights on them. Cooper Warford is a sophomore. Cale Ames, a sophomore. And Alex Meese, another sophomore. So a senior, a junior, and three sophomores, your starting five for the Southern Raiders tonight. For the Irish, Coach Doug Golf tonight. 6'2" junior Jack Stice. 6'1" senior Evan Keithley. 6'4" junior Joe Simon. 6'foot junior James Breschel. And 6 foot senior Sam Dunn. Jack Stice, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, James Breschel, and Sam Dunn, your starters tonight for the Irish. In the game, we will also see Ryan Nelson, a 6 foot senior, has been playing more and more off the bench for the Irish, and Carson Sells as well, a 5'11 senior. They'll both be in the action tonight for the Sacred Heart. At least that's what we expect. The horn sounds, and we should be about ready to go here for the introduction to the crowd here tonight on hand at the Rural Activity Center. Coming up here, waiting on the score for that Falls City Auburn girls game. Haven't seen that yet. Well, now we got Falls City 35, Auburn 34. Tiger girls would play some close ones. They won last week, a game we did in overtime, 36-35. Tonight they beat Auburn. Auburn, 35-34. The final Fall City girls pick up the win. Congratulations to the Tiger girls. All right, the two teams huddle up on their benches. And we should be about ready to get the starters going. Here we go. Later this week, the Irish at Johnson Brock. That's on Thursday. That's over on Sunny 101.3. And Friday night here on KDNC, Fall City at Weeping Water for a girl-boy doubleheader. So lots more basketball coming up this week. Tomorrow night on KDNC, the Huskers are in action. Take on Northwestern tomorrow night at 6. 6 o'clock is tip time. That game was scheduled for tonight, but it got postponed. The Northwestern had some issues with COVID and had to move a game last week and delay the Husker game to tomorrow night. Ready to go here. The Raiders have been introduced on hand. Now the Irish are being introduced. And you can hear the crowd on hand here in the background. There we go. Starters are introduced and ready to go. The Raiders will send Evan Sadoff, 6'4 senior, to jump it up in the center circle. He'll be in there against Joe Simon of the Irish, a 6'4 junior. And see how it goes here. Say Hart will go right to left. They'll go to the west bucket here in the first half tonight at the rack. We are ready to go. The referee lining everybody up. And he steps in. And here we go. Tip is controlled, well, eventually by the Irish. Keithley with it for Say Hart. Evan will hand the ball off now to Sam Dunn. Dunn on the left side, hands it off there for Jack Stice. He'll work all the way around to the right side. Free throw circle now with the ball to Freshel. Back to Dunn. Dunn moving right. Hands the ball off to Keithley. Keithley coming around, pulls up, three ball, right side of the circle, off, too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Freshel for the Irish. He'll give the ball back to Dunn. Dunn to the right side, looks, leaves it back top, Simon for three. Too strong off the left side. The rebound grabbed up by the Raiders. Raiders grab the rebound, and now they come to the front court. Hale Ames with the basketball, directing traffic. Take the ball over the left side, down to Warford. Warford, Freshel steps out, tries to knock the ball loose. Warford comes around to the right side, pulls up between two defenders, lays it back out top, Sadoff, and now down in the left corner. For Ames. Ames drives into the paint, cut off by Simon, out to Singleton. Three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Simon, and the Irish coming up the floor. Sam Dunn leaves it, top of the key for Simon, left side Keithley. Thought about a triple, defense ran at him. And now they give the ball up in the hands of Freshel. He used up his dribble, now he gets the ball away to Mason, back out to Dunn into the free throw line. Out right side, Stice. Tried to get it into Simon, knocked away. Sadoff with a good play, and here come the Raiders. Off the floor, Singleton drives, stripped of the ball, foul. Two-shot foul. I think they're going to get Joe Simon here. Let's see. Yes, Joe Simon with the foul. That'll be the first foul of our ball game tonight. And at the line, Sison Singleton. That's what the coach said when I asked. No score yet. 6:11 to play in the first, and now 1-0. The Raiders have the lead. And again, at the line, Sison Singleton, a 5'6" junior. He gets set, he fires it up, and buries it. Nothing but nylon. 2-0, the Raiders have the lead. Dunn, trapped in the backcourt, needs help. Cross court, he goes with it. The threshold, trapped, pass stolen. Taken away by Ames, down to the right side, and a three ball. No, too strong by Singleton. Rebound grabbed up, and Dunn on the run the other way for the Irish. Dunn to the free throw line, leaves it off now. Threshold, Wheatley. Free throw circle down to Simon, driving in. And, oh, an offensive foul. The ball got tipped away from Simon. He continued on down the lane. They didn't call a foul. He indicated he put his hand behind his head. He's just going to say that Simon touched the ball last, and it's Raider basketball. Okay. That's better for the Irish than having Simon with two quick ones. Here we go, through traffic. Oh, and a tackle by Sam Dunn on Cooper Warford. Warford went driving to the lane. Sam jumped up to try to block the shot. Warford ducked down, and Dunn gets called for the foul, his first, team foul number two. And now the Raiders start to run a circle. Now they line up everybody on a corner of the lane. Triggering in will be Warford. Looks up top of the basketball to Ames. Ames cross court to Sadoff. Sadoff handles it out top between the circles, picked up a dribble. Right side to Warford, drives in, shot blocked by Simon, taken down by the Irish. And to the front court, here comes Heathley. Heathley passes the ball down to Simon. Out top, now on the far right side, Jack Stice. Dribbles left, pulls up, free throw circle, got it, we're tied at two. Stice with the basket, ties up at two apiece. Down to the right side with it, Cale Ames. Ames back out top. Now give the ball up for Warford. Warford moving right, cuts into the lane, goes up, stripped of the ball, coming down with the basketball on the run, James Freshel keeps on going, leads it for Keithley underneath to Simon. Too much mustard on that thing. Way too hot. Simon went off his fingers. That was a Patrick Mahomes fastball from about 2 feet. Too quick. 2-2, Raider basketball. To the front court, they come with the ball. Right side, working around, give the ball to Sadoff. Guarded by Keith in the Irish man-to-man now. Sadoff down the lane between two defenders. Up, no, whistle and a foul on the shot. Well, put him at the line. I think they're going to get Stice. No, they put it on Keithley. Irish had two defenders there, and I thought he pointed at Stice, but they give it on Keithley. Haven't picked up his first. Team foul number three on Sigurd. None of the Raiders yet. At the line, Evan Sadoff, free throw up and good. He'll get another one here. Into the game for the Raiders comes Connor Rock, a senior. Second free throw coming for Sadoff. Free throw up, got it. So now it's 4-2, the Raiders lead. The Irish inside for Simon. Nice job knocking away by Sadoff, but he had to save it in. And Simon caught it, put it up. And we're tied at four now. To the front court we go, Sice and Singleton. Singleton off the left side, gives the ball up there for Warford. Over to Sadoff. Sadoff to the right side again, Singleton with it. Bounces it off the leg to Freshel. Picked up by the Raiders and in the lane, up and good, rolling around the rim and down for Cale Ames. 6-4 Raiders. Out top, Dunn, Keithley left off the circle, three ball off the mark. Rebound picked up by Cooper Warford. Warford comes up, oh, and he ran, Simon ran into him. Warford just, Simon ran into him, and that's going to be two on Joe Simon for the Irish. He's one of the players of the Irish, at least afford to have a foul trouble. He's coming out of the ball game. Riley Nelson will check in for Sacred Heart. A senior is Riley Nelson, a six-footer. Out top of the basketball now, Connor Rope. Give the ball out, and a three ball up, and left side wing good. Cale Ames, and he's got five, and the lead is nine. 9-4. Top of the key, Keithley with it. Off the left side, Nelson. Foot on the three-point line, on the rim, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Warford. Warford and the Raiders pushing it up the floor the other way. Down on the right side, it goes to Connor Rope. I did not get his name checked. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I apologize. Rope or Rock? Not sure which it is. H-R-O-C-H. You can let us know if you know. However, games on the World Wide Web, MSCSports.net. Hit the Listen Live button and pick KTNC as a drop-down. Turnaround jumper by Sadoff won't go. Done with the rebound. He is picked clean. Three ball up too strong by Warford. He had to kind of shoot it or lose it there. Nobody back with it. Stice down the lane, left side, too strong. Nelson, the rebound shot rejected by Sadoff. It comes down to Warper, and he'll give it to Sadoff at the 205 mark. 9-4, the Raiders lead. Three-pointer on the way up. On the rim, no good by Warper. Rebound to Riley Nelson, and here come the Irish needing a bucket. Nelson, left side of the circle, hands the ball off now to Dunn. Senior guard for the Irish, around one defender. And a hand-checking foul going to be called on the Raiders. Their first foul of the ball game. This one will go on Warford. His first, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 1:48 to go in the first, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
I'm Chris Piccorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1:48 to go in the first quarter. The lead is 5 for the squad from Wymore, Southern High Raiders. Dunn, bounce pass in. Nice catch, shoots, no. Rebound, fight for the ball, and Ames comes down with a battling with Nelson in there. Front court, sat off with it. Pass to the middle to Ames. Glass on the rim, two hops, no. Rebound grabbed up by Stice again. The junior brings it up the floor, leaves it off for Sam Dunn. The Irish need some buckets here. Dunn over to Keithley, and he is fouled. That foul stepping out. Warper, that's going to be his second foul. The Raiders only have two fouls. They're both on Cooper Warper. Warford checks out into the game again. Alex Meese, the sophomore. Irish inbound in the front court to Nelson. Handed off to Dunn between the circle, left side. Stice comes and gives it. Posting up now is Keithley. Turnaround jumper with the left hand is up and good. Keithley makes it 9-6 at the 1 minute mark of the first quarter. Front court we go. The Raiders with the lead. Out top, sat off against the man-to-man. They're playing for one here, down to 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass across the near side, Connor Rope. Back out to sat off, 36 seconds left. Trying to set up a screen out here. Now hand off on the right side, right in front of the Irish bench to Sison Singleton. Cross court to Ames. Ames dribbles, cut off, reverses. Pass tip, Nelson tips it, stolen away. It will be Freshall ahead, and Keithley misses a layup, and the rebound brought down by the Raiders. 10 to go at midcourt, 9 up the floor now with it. Sadoff, Sadoff down the lane, all the way in. It's up high, hit the backcourt, but he draws the foul with 3.6 seconds to go on Sacred Heart, and the foul will go on Riley Nelson, his first. 15 foul the first half on the Irish. So, again, Evan Sadoff at the line where he's 2-for-2 in the ball game, looking to add to a 3-point lead here. It's up. It's no good. He'll have one more. 3.6 seconds left in this first quarter. Ready is the 6'4 senior. Sets, fires, and no. Rebound to Dunn. On the fly, the other way, pulls up for three, the bank, too strong, let's go, after one, 9-6, Southern with the lead, back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The FNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. FNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
9-6, the Raiders of Southern High lead the Irish here after one quarter tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. As we get set to go here in the second period, it's going to be Raider basketball. Irish girls won big night. Paul Seager will be offered by 1 point, 35-34. And a foul on the inbound on James Freshel. They lobbed it over the top of Freshel, intended for Sison Singleton. And Freshel ran over him as he went to make the catch. Team foul number 6. Whole quarter of bonus free throws coming up here for the Raiders. To the front court, off the right side, the ball goes there for Meese. Lobs into single. He was double teamed. That wasn't a very good pass. Up the floor. Dunn through traffic. Left hand spins all the way around. Up and good. Dunn makes the 1 point ball game. 9-8. The Irish trailing now. Up the floor and another foul. Going to put the Raiders in the line to shoot two. Singleton gets to the line. Sayard foul. Excuse me. James Breschel with the foul for the Irish. His second, team foul number 7. Singleton 2 for 2 at the line. Fires up, no good. Carson Sells checks in for Sagan Hart. Stay down will be the Irish junior, James Breschel. All right, ready to go. Once again, Singleton. High is the bucket. It's on the way on the rim. No. Rebound to Keithley. Keithley ahead. And Freshall, or excuse me, Stice for 3, and it won't go. And on the run the other way will be Singleton again. Everybody catches up now. He leaves it back on the left side for Warford. Drives down the paint and can't get it to roll in. Offensive rebound, put back no good by Ames. Rebound brought down by Riley Nelson of the Irish. Now we've got a big collision out in front. Dunn reach out and trip. One of the Raider players, no call there, and goes to Keithley. And he's stepping in for 3. Sam Dunn, about as unhappy as I've ever seen him right there. Reach him, trip that kid, grab him by the leg and tackle him. And nobody in the striped shirt was watching. Here's a charge on the Raiders. Driving in with the ball and his third foul, Cooper Warford. He has all 3 fouls committed by the Raiders in this ball game. So Warford will take a seat. 11-9. The Irish have taken the lead now on that last bucket. Their first lead of the ball game. 6:41 to go. Sagan up by Deuce, 11-9 on that 3 ball by Keithley. Out top, Riley Nelson, right side to Keithley again. Once he gets going, he can get hot as anybody you've seen. Now Dunn drives the paint, leaves it back to Carson Sells. Dunn for 3, it's up, it's off the rim, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Meese. Meese the sat off. Sat off up the floor on the right side to Meads for 3 in the right wing. It's up and down. That will be a first bucket by Alex Meads. Chiefs, and the lead goes back to the Raiders. A 12-11. Sells in the paint. Stops. Looks. Needs help. Gets it away out of there. On the far right side to Stice. Stice. Double dribble is called. The Irish turn it back over. And the Raiders get the ball again. Coming up the floor of the basketball now will be Sison Singleton. Hands the ball off on the far side. Sat off for a long three. It's up on the rim. No, and the rebound is grabbed up by Sells. Sells to Dunn. Right side to Stice. Back and in. Spins. Needs help. Gets to Keithley between the circles. Dribbling left against the man-to-man defense. Off the left side to Nelson. Back to the top. Sells. Looks. Couldn't get a dilly underneath anybody, so he'll go over to Keithley again. Evan Keeley back and in, pull-up jumper on the rim, no. Rebound is grabbed up, and then the outlet pass by Meese hit the bottom of the rim, and it ends up in the hands of Evan Keeley. He'll give it to Stice. Stice underneath for Sells, saves from going out of bounds. Dyers reverse it all the way down the left side, done in the corner, too strong. Rebound, oh, Sells had it, and he pulled. Well, I think he had done. Got tangled up and the ball went out of bounds. Timeout Raiders. They're up by one and we're back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12-11, the lead to the Wymore Southern Raiders here in the second quarter tonight. 4:48 to play in this period. Had a couple of ties, a couple of lead changes in the ball game. The lead changes coming here in the second quarter. Ties in the first quarter. To the front court comes Sison Singleton. Joe Simon back in for the Irish with two fouls. All right, to the front. Freshman has two fouls as well. Down the lane and drilling and losing the handle on the basketball. Out of bounds, Connor Rope for the Raiders. Get the ball up, and it will be Keithley to Dunn through the midcourt circle off the right side. Stice starts to move down, pulls up, gives to Simon in the paint, spin move up, and he got her to go with the right hand. Simon with his second bucket, and the Irish are up 13-12 now. Front court, right corner with the ball. Meese out top, gets the ball to Rope. Rope looks, passes the ball off to Ames. Ames coming up, sets the screen. Now cut off as Singleton needs help and a timeout. Oh, the referee messed up. He thought that the Southern coach was calling timeout. Coach Saber says, no, not me. I didn't call timeout. So, what are we going to do? It's going to be Raider ball. That might have saved them a five-second call anyway. A lot of times coaches or players call a timeout there to save a possession, but at any rate, it's Southern ball. Give the ball forward, whip it to the corner, three ball on the way, short, no good. Dakota Whitman tipped up and out of bounds off the Irish as the tip attempt by Meese wouldn't go. Whitman checked in there during that non-timeout call. So now the Raiders need somebody inbound the basketball. All right, there we go. Stepping out to do the honors, Alex Meese. Sophomore, looking at it from the left side of the floor, back in, and he'll get the ball in there for Ames. Ames out top, guarded by Dunn, keeps on working around. Back over to Singleton, left corner for Sadoff. 17 13 fouls on the Irish, 3 on the Raiders, and all of them on one player. Cooper Warford is sitting on the bench now. Had a long 3-ball off the iron, no good by Singleton. Rebound by Simon. Off the floor, here comes Dunn, leaves it back for Simon at the top of the key. He'll pull up and shoot it. Too strong, rebound to Sadoff. Sadoff coming the other way for the Raiders with 3 minutes to go in the first half. 1-point Irish lead, 13-12. Down it goes to Singleton. He'll dribble left hand, into the paint he goes, throws it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound loose on the deck, picked up now by Dunn. Dunn to the front, leaves off for Simon. Spins into the lane, offensive foul, Joe Simon. Picked up his third foul of the ball game. He went in aggressive. He spun back into the defender. Simon back to the bench now with 3 fouls. And what was that? National Anthem started playing again. What was that? Oh, well. Here we go. Back to live action. Somebody turned the National Anthem back on here. 2:32 to go in the half. The Irish lead by 1. Simon with 3 fouls on the bench. Riley Nelson back in the game for the Irish now. Hands the ball off to Singleton. Singleton gives the ball up for a rope. Back out top, Sadoff. Man-to-man defense by the Irish here. Pass it inside to Ames. Lost his balance and fell down. Coming down to the basketball, James Freshall. Ahead to Dunn on the right side. Back out top. It will be Freshall holding it on the left side. Working the ball up. And now back it goes to Dunn. Sam Dunn to the ball on the left side. Again, gives it up on the left corner of the wing. Freshall with the dribble looking for somebody. Now back out between the circles and Nelson at the 143 mark. Keithley with it. Bounce pass in. Posting up is Stice. Elevates. Shoots and scores. Stice with his second hoop. Puts the Irish up by 3. That might be their biggest lead of the night. To the front. Sadoff with the ball. Right side. Through traffic. Loose. It's on the deck. Already in possession. It will go to Sacred Heart. So the Irish now with a chance to add to their lead. In comes Matt Walk, a junior. Walk will come in there. Out of the game goes Keel Ames. Dunn through the midcourt circle, right side. Stice. Down the lane, out to Keithley for 3 on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound on down to Connor Rock. Rope up the floor. Single with a long pass down there to Walk. It's up, and it's good for the big man. The junior hits the two-pointer. 55 seconds to go. The Irish up by 1. Keithley, 3-ball. Left side, no. Rebound, foul on Russell. Trying to strip the ball away from Matt Walk, who will go down to the other end and shoot 1-1. That's 3 fouls now on James Russell. He'll join Simon on the bench, each with 3 fouls. Walk at the free throw line. Getting set. Okay, I guess I'm checking in. We'll give him for the shooter if he makes it. Okay. 47 seconds left in this first half. Walk gets ready. Sets. Fires. No good. Rebound. Carson Sowell is back in the game for the Irish. Keithley to the front court. Moving left. Off to Sells. Back out to the top of the basketball. Holding for 1 shot likely to the Irish. Up by 1. Stice working at the point off the right side now to Dunn. Dunn back to top to Ryan Nelson, 25 on the clock, and now to Keithley. The Irish moving motion, making a circle underneath the bucket. Dunn with 16 on the clock, getting a midcourt circle. Directing traffic, looking up against the 1-3-1 zone. Left side sells into the paint. In the paint still, and traveling the call. Got it away to Keith, but you missed the retrieve at the traveling call before he got shot away. So 4.8 seconds to go. Sagan-Art brings into the game John Krause in there for Keith. The assist down with one foul. Now the Irish bring pressure with 4.8 to go in the period, bringing it into Sadoff between two defenders. The Irish keep backing up. He'll try for three and he'll miss it. After one, it's a low scoring affair, but the Irish have the lead 15-14 over the Southern Raiders. We'll be back after this 2 minute timeout. Take a look at the first half scoring as part of our Highland Community College halftime report on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. is operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
FNM Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNM Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm sorry, I don't have time to do this wrap. I'm busy watching the duck toss. They've set a bullseye at the midcourt circle, and the people in the stands are throwing toy plastic or rubber ducks at the bullseye. They had one or two in the bullseye, but I'll bet they've got them numbered or something. So nobody's in the actual bullseye now. They've got three or four of them in the second circle, which should be interesting. Anyway, our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. So, in the first half, it's a low-scoring game. Southern has the lead. They've led by as many as five back in the first quarter. Now they trail at one here at halftime. Evan Sadoff has two at the free throw line. Sison Singleton has two at the free throw line. Cale Ames has 5 points in the first half. 3 points for Alex Neese and two for Matt Welch. The Raiders are 4 out of 9 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. For the Irish, Evan Keithley with 5 points in the first half, 4 for Jack Sice, 4 for Joe Simon, 2 for Sam Dunn. The Irish have not been to the free throw line yet in this ballgame. Only 3 fouls called on the Raiders. Unfortunately for the Raiders, all 3 of them called on Cooper Warford. For the Irish, 3 fouls each on James Freshel and Joe Simon in the first half night. 15-14 our score. The Raiders lead at halftime. And the girls game tonight, Sagan Hart won 55-23. Their 15th win of the season. Fall City girls won tonight. They beat Auburn down at Magner Harrison Fieldhouse by a final score of 35-34 tonight. Halftime here, 15-14. The Irish lead by one over the Southern Raiders. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take 5-minute break. We'll check with the weather back in a few minutes with second half action on KTMC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of snow showers. Temperatures fall back into the lower 20s with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, cloudy. High temperatures near 30 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. On Thursday, we'll see partly sunny skies with highs reaching the lower 30s. Friday, sunshine, a little bit warmer, highs climb into the mid-40s with west winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Saturday, a little bit of light snow as colder air begins to move back into the region. High temperatures near 30 with northeast winds at up to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, partly sunny but much colder, highs only reaching the upper teens. Monday, mainly cloudy and continued cold with high temperatures reaching the mid-teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 33.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
CJ Kartasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, Blue West and Witt in Falls City, with local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dean's Country Meats and Table Rock has deep family values. Dean's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sada, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the edge for miles.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime, the Row Activity Center, Fall City Stinging Heart leading the Southern High Raiders 15-14 here at halftime tonight. At halftime at Fall City High, the Auburn Bulldogs boys lead Fall City 32-12. 32-12, Auburn boys leading Fall City. Fall City girls won tonight over Auburn 35-34. So here we go. It's Raider ball inbounding. Evan Sadoff, their 6'4 senior, midcourt. Sagahart playing man-to-man defense. Simon's in there with three fouls. Also in there is Frusher with three fouls for Sagahart. Up the floor comes Cooper Warford. He's got three fouls for the Raiders. Now Ames backing in on Simon. Turnaround, oh, tough shot off the glass, up and good. Cale Ames now with 7 points, and the lead to the Raiders, 16-15. The Irish miss at the other end of what happened there. Here's a shot for three on the left side, no good by Meese, and the rebound brought down by Stice for Sagan Hart. He'll give it to Keithley in the lane, pulls up, and got her to go. Sadoff tried to get in the way. And he did. There was a little contact, but not enough for a call. The Irish lead 17-16. Back the other way. We have a shot. We have a foul on a rebound or just ball out of bounds. Out of bounds. Irish ball. 7:08 to play here in quarter number three. So it'll be Sam Dunn to bring it up the floor for the Irish. To the front court now. Simon Holder, or that is Frusher, that's 24, not 23. Over to Keithley on the far side. Keithley holds, gives to Simon at the free throw line. Spins down the lane, kicks out to the corner. Dunn. Dunn back to Simon. He's beyond the arc on the right side wing. Now he'll dribble left. Gives up the dribble. Out top, Keithley. Left side, Frusher. Posting up, Stice. Spins in the lane. Up, no. Rebound, tipped around. Finally brought down by Austin Singleton. He takes away from the 2 6'4 guys battling for the rebound. Out top now. Standoff with it. Starts left. Goes right. Spins in the lane. Up and no. And the rebound brought down by Stice. Stice on the run the other way. The Irish up one. Stice pulls up at the top of the key. Keeps the dribble. Gives off to Sam Dunn. Dunn moving right. Gives to Simon. Simon looks the middle. Nobody there. Fresh on top of the key now. Keithley. Simon trying to post up on the block. Gets position. Turns up and around the rim. It won't go. Sat off again. Contact with Simon. No call either way. Sat off might be trying to circle that a little bit. Here's a play to the forward. Three-pointer left side. Up and down. That is Cooper Warford. Rather, Singleton made the basket. Warford the assist, excuse me. Singleton with five. The lead is back now to the Raiders, 19-17. Front court, left wing. Simon back out to Stice. To Freshel. Looks to the top to Keithley. 19-17. The lead to the Raiders. Off to Dunn. Dunn to Stice. Back to the top. Now it's going to be handled by Freshel. Dribbles the free throw line. Hands off to Dunn for three. On the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Sadoff. Stripped from behind by Keithley. He's able to fall forward, push it ahead to a teammate. He then runs into an Irish player. Freshel limping as Sadoff's head went into Freshel's knee. And we got a foul called on Alex Meese on the rebound down there. First foul and a half as Freshel walks off the source of that little contact there. Into Simon, double team, back out top. Now Freshel with it to Keithley. Left side, looking inside, nobody there. He'll dribble it out to the top to Simon. Now to the right side, Stice makes a move, going right, dribbles behind the back, spins back out to Dunn. Free throw line over Simon, set shot for three, too short. Rebound kept alive by Keithley. Back to Simon. Simon to Keithley. They reverse positions. Keithley is the better three-point shooter. Down the lane. It's up for Freshall. It won't go. Rebound grabbed up by the Raiders by Kyle Ames. Ahead, a three-pointer. Right side. Up and good. That's going to be Alex Peace. His second long one of the night. It's 22-17, a five-point lead for the Raiders, matching their biggest lead of the game. Timeout, Sacred Heart. 3:45 to go in the third, a five-point Raider lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
22-17, the lead to the Southern High Raiders, trying to get above 500 on the season. They're 7-7. Sacred Heart at 8-6 on the season. Pioneer Conference Tournament next week. Sacred Heart will play at Lewiston Tuesday night at 7:30. Opponent to be determined. The Sacred Heart Girls, the top seed. They'll play Tuesday night at Lewiston at 6 o'clock. Their opponent to be determined. That'll be in the second round of games. Irish ball, Doug Gold took the timeout, is second. Keithley will inbound between the scorer's table and the Irish bench. Backcourt to Sam Dunn. Senior will bring the ball up for the Irish. Right side to Riley Nelson. Nelson back in on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Keithley and now to the top to Simon. As Freshall took a seat with the three fouls. Nelson out top, holds on to it, now to Dunn. Free throw circle to the right side, on just outside the lane to Simon. Back in on a double team, up high off the glass, good. Simon now with six, and it's a three-point lead for the Raiders. Out to the top of the basketball, Warford hands off there to Singleton. Singleton, free throw, excuse me, out the circle at midcourt. They'll reset the offense from there. Off he goes to Warford. Warford guarded by Dunn, the man-to-man defense. Off now he goes to Meese. Meese back to Warford. Takes to the left corner now to Singleton and back out top. It's Sadoff. Lobs over the top to Meese. He'll go to the right side. Three ball all the way up and good again by Alex Meese. He's got two in the quarter, three in the game. The lead is six. That's the biggest lead of the night. Inside, Riley Nelson scrapping for position. Can't get the shot to go, and here come the Raiders. Up by six of the 220 mark of the third quarter. Out top, Sison Singleton. The Sadoff. Holds it, 1 foot in the midcourt circle. And now take it forward to his teammate, Warford. Warford holds up, backs away from Dunn. Moves up again. The Sadoff. He'll take a long three, short off the rim, rebound to Warford, left-hand layup won't go, Simon couldn't come up with it, it hit the ground, it went high in the air, Warford jumped up, threw it off of Simon, and the ball goes out of bounds, good play. Doug Goltz is up, unhappy with the official. I'm not sure, it's pretty obvious what happened there, but I'm not sure something else must have happened before that. Now we go the other way with it. Warford out to Sadoff for three. That misses everything. The ball goes out of bounds with a minute 46 to go in the third. Sacred Heart down by six, 25-19. Coming up the floor, Sam Dunn with the basketball for the Irish. Up the floor, off to Keithley, left side against the man-to-man. He'll fire the three. Got it! Keithley hits the triple. The double figures with 10 in the game, and it's a three-point lead for the Raiders. Now the other end, it is Singleton with it. Right side to Sadoff. Sadoff tries to go baseline, and he dribbled on the baseline. How about Sayer gets the ball on the turnover. Coming out is Alex Meese. He'll be replaced in the lineup by Connor Rock, senior. Sadoff is also coming out. Back in is Matt Rock, who has 2 points for the junior. Dunn on the left side, with a minute 12 to go in the period. Fires a triple, buries it. And Dunn with a three-pointer, and we're tied at 25, our third tie of the ballgame. Rock for three at the left side, circle. He got her to go. Connor Rock with a triple, and they lead back to the Raiders, 28-25. Simon drives in the paint, had it stripped away, got it back. Dunn for two, good, right side. Dunn with back-to-back hoops. It's a one-point lead for the Raiders of 40 seconds to go in the third. Cut off is Warford. Now he'll get the ball to Rock again for three. No, rebound to Simon. Simon gets the ball to Dunn. The Irish looking for the lead here with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side to Riley Nelson to the top. Stice between the circles to Keithley. Keithley holding it. 14 on the clock. Now to Dunn. Midcourt circle. Drills it. Going forward, around the back he goes, 6 on the clock. In the middle to Nelson, up, can't get her to go. He thought he was fouled, and he grabs it, throws it up over his head towards the hoop. That's the only thing he could do. Good play by Nelson to try. After 3, Southern 28, CR 27. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
I'm Krista Corney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. Sager are trailing by one. The Irish have no free throw attempts the ball game. The Raiders are 4 for 9. They lead by one. Dunn. Now back to Nelson from Simon. Over to Dunn on the left side. Sam Dunn, a couple of hoops are late in the third quarter. Off it goes to Stice. Stice working into the paint. Cut off, back to Nelson, the top of the key. Now to Keithley, driving left side, reverses out of it. Keeps the dribble, now gets it to Nelson underneath. Riley Nelson got it in the air, and finally the Irish are going to go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Foul on Keel Ames, his first. Second foul of the half on the Raiders. The Irish have not been called for a foul yet in the second half. So at the line is Riley Nelson to shoot two. The first one for the tie for the senior. Up short, no good. He'll get another one. Nelson gets set again, gets the ball from the official. On the way up, and he buries that one, and we're tied at 28 apiece. Fourth tie to go with 5 lead changes in this ballgame. To the front court now. Evan Sadoff off the left side. Sison Singleton back out top with the ball. Warford down the lane. Dishes out. Wanted to travel. No call. Oh, and a lucky hop. The shot was long by Singleton. Or rather by Warford, excuse me. It went to the backside of the rim, went up off the backboard, and came down on the rim and then in. And it's 30-28. The Raiders have the lead. Basketball don't do that often. Come the other way now with it. Stice. Top of the key to Simon. Right side, Keithley on the wing. Driving, leaves it back for Simon. Simon spins in. Pulls that up. Lets him go, falls away from him. Simon now with 8, and we're tied at 30. 6:25 to play. With the ball, Cooper Warford. Off the left side, now to Sadoff. Dribbling in. Back and down, forcing his way in. Stripped of the ball by Nelson. He tried to elevate. Loose ball picked up by Keithley. Keithley left side, now to Dunn. He'll get out of there. And now back around the right side. It's into Simon. Right side, Dunn. Out top from Nelson. And now back over to Evan Keithley. Three ball open, up, and on the rim, no. Sat off with a rebound. Pushes it up the floor with a long pass. It'll be Singleton with it. And a bounce pass the middle, but a timeout called by the Raiders. They take their second timeout. It's 30 apiece. 5:42 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:42 to go. Sig Hart and Southern Raiders tied up at 30 apiece here in the fourth quarter. Sig Hart's got 3 timeouts left, so do the Raiders. Raider ball right in front of their bench. Ball goes in, and nobody touched it for the Raiders, so it's not over and back. Bringing it up, Cooper Warford. Sat off, top of the key. Say, are playing man-to-man defense here. Working the ball around. Yeah, sat off with it on the right side of the wing. Looking back out top, now to Singleton. Singleton moves up, backs up, lost the handle on it. Gets the ball away, and now it passes off Warford. Warford waits, starts to move, pulls up, takes a shot, gives a Sadoff. 5:05, and Sadoff down the lane, offensive foul. Riley Nelson got in the way, held his ground. Good play by Ryan Nelson, and Sadoff. That's his first foul of the ballgame. He's been backing off some in the paint when Simon gets the ball in there. Maybe the Irish should take advantage of that. He guards Simon on the defensive end. Dunn up the floor, moving to the left, off to Stice. He's going to fire a 3 from the top of the circle, no good. Rebound grabbed by Stice and Singleton. High ball game, 4:40 to go. Singleton stops, leads over to Sadoff. Meese comes out, sets a pick. Singleton went the wrong way. Can't use a screen if you go that way. Back over to the top. Now Warford with it. Warford looking to go left, driving in. Leaves the ball off. No traveling the call before he got the pass away. All right, 4:23 left in a tie ball game. Sagan Hart basketball coming up the floor. Sam Dunn out on the left side. Working his way to the middle, into the paint. Takes the ball to Keithley on the right side. And Senior works his way to the top of the key. Wanted it. Couldn't get open enough. Hands it off now to Stice. Stice around the top. Gives off to Dunn. Into the paint. Back to Nelson. Over to Keithley. Left side. Top of the key. 3 ball. Got it. Keithley. The Irish ahead. He's got 13 in the game. And the Irish take the lead back now. Inside goes Singleton. Out to Sadoff for 3. It's too strong. Rebound to Singleton. Out it goes for 3. This time Meese comes up empty. And the rebound caroms out long. And it will be Ronnie Nelson to pick it up with 3.5 to play. Left side Keithley. 3 ball. In and out. Nelson with the tip. Won't go. And then he committed the foul. The rebound went to Sison Singleton. Foul on Ryan Ellison, his second. First foul of the half against Sacred Heart. Well, both teams, to get down late in this ball game, haven't been any more fouls than this. It'll be hard to get the opponent into a one-on-one situation. 3:13 and counting down with it. Cooper Warford off the right side now to Singleton for three. It's on the rim. No. Tip. No. Rebound. Brought down by Nelson again. Leave it to Dunn. To Nelson. Out top. Stice. Between the circles. The junior working right. Moving to the left. Gives it off to Nelson on the right side. Beyond the three-point line. Dribbles in. Picked up a dribble out to Keithley. Three ball, right side, wing. Fire it down again. Keithley has got four triples in the game, three here in the second half. 36-30 and a steal by Keithley. And then a foul call as he gets the ball away from Sadoff. Say, use the forearm. So Keithley calling for the foul, his second. He fouled number two, timeout Raiders. They trail now by 6, 36-30. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-30, Sacred Heart has taken and turned a six-point deficit in the third quarter into a six-point lead here with 2:30 to go in this ballgame. 36-30. Sacred Heart with the lead. Southern High Basketball. Inbounding in the front court will be Cooper Warford. Warford looks. Sacred Heart playing man-to-man defense into Sadoff. He's guarded by Keithley. A long three off the mark, no good. That might be a little out of his range there. Rebound grabbed up by Riley Nelson. That'll be his fifth rebound of the ball game. And now Nelson off to Simon. Get the ball away. Stice driving in, pulls up off the glass. Got her to go. All of a sudden, the Irish are heating up with the shot. Now leading by eight, their biggest lead of the ball game. 2:02 to play. Long three, up, off the rim, no good by Warford. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be controlled by Singleton. And offensive foul on Singleton, who held his ground again. Riley Nelson. Foul on Sison Singleton, his first. He fouled number four of the half. Riley Nelson did another good job there. He's come in and really earned his keep tonight, for sure, for the Irish. Down in the backcourt, dogged all the way up the floor, minute 40 to go, and we've got a turnover against the Irish. Did he step out of bounds? Lose the ball under, no fouls called. Dunn was dribbling out around. That's what I was watching. All of a sudden, it's a turnover by Sacred Heart, and it's Southern ball in front of the Irish bench. Comes into Warford, down by 8 with a minute 38 to go. They need to hurry a little bit here and get it to Sadoff. He missed it on the pass. Simon going the other way. It's knocked away. Simon got it back and lays it up in. Simon with 10 in the lead. It's 10 for the Irish all of a sudden. Back the other way with a minute 18 to go. Warford drilling out top, waiting. You can't do that down 10. Here's a three-pointer up short, no good. And it's touched last by Southern, and it will be Sacred basketball with 69 seconds left in the ball game. This looked like it was going to come down to the end. It had overtime written all over it there for a little bit. The Irish now up by 10 with a minute 5 to go. Driving in, Stice cross-court, Nelson let him in, goodbye, and lays it off the glass. He's nothing, but there's a situation we talked about a minute and a half ago. That's only the 15 foul. So although they got the clock stopped, the return going to the free throw line, they get it out of bounds. They've got to commit two more fouls to put the Irish in 1-1. Bring it into Simon, mid-court, up to the front court now. The junior dribbles around. He'll pass, he'll throw it away. Stolen by Singleton. Singleton up the floor with 38 seconds to go. Off to Meese for three, short, no good. Back out top, now over to Sadoff for three. Way too strong, and Dunn comes away with the basketball with 26 seconds to go, and we're not going to have a train to the free throw line here. Southern says, well, we're down by 12 with 18 seconds to go. Let's not make it any worse than it is. Simon spinning in the lane, dishes the ball out of there to Dunn, and he'll hold it for the final 10 seconds, and the Irish are going to win their ninth game of the year. Final score tonight, Ball City Singhart 49, and the Southern Highlanders 42 to 30 in a hard-fought game. The Irish come up with the win, outscoring the Raiders 15-2 in the fourth quarter. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iTrump.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score of boys game, 42-30. The Irish come from 5 down in the game and win it by a dozen. Scoring for the Raiders tonight, they are led by Alex Meese. He had 9 points on 3 triples, 7 for Cale Ames. It's 5 for Sison Singleton, 3 for Connor Rock, 2 for Evan Sadoff, 2 for Cooper Warford, and 2 more for Matt Walk. They went 4 for 9 at the free throw line, did not get a free throw in the fourth quarter. For the Irish, leading the way tonight, Evan Keithley with 16 points in the ballgame, had 11 of those in the second half. He made 4 three-pointers tonight, 10 points for Joe Simon, 7 for Sam Dunn, 6 for Jack Stice tonight, 3 for Riley Nelson. The Irish at the free throw line in this ballgame, 4 for 2. They shot 2 in the fourth quarter. No, shoot, that's not right. They went 1 for 2 in the fourth quarter. 1 for 2 at the line in this ballgame for Singhart. 1 out of 2 in the game. So Singhart, 1 for 2. They win it. They're 9-6. Southern is now 7-8. Irish on the road Thursday at Johnson Brock in a big matchup here over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3. In the girls' game tonight, it was Singhart with a win. Final, 55-23. Olivia Eichhoff had 14-18 for Jessica Wurtenberger for the Irish. Elena Clover had 11, and Kendria Troxel had 10 for the Southern Raiders tonight. That's your finals. The Irish win them both, and that's going to wrap it up from the Rural Activity Center. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nichols.